Abnormal Beings, the Gorgonian Skiphos. From the 8th century BC onwards, especially in Athens, people began to create an image of man and to differentiate it more and more. As we have seen, standardized concepts of the human body developed that represent women and men in different social roles. Almost simultaneously, the image of man is supplemented by the depiction of mythical heroes and gods and the mythical narratives associated with them. From the 8th century BC onwards, it is half-man, half-animal creatures such as centaurs, sirens and sphinxes in particular that are conceived as visual counters to the standardized image of man. You can see precisely such an image here on a drinking vessel from the late 6th century BC. On both sides, there is a mask-like face, which looks at you straight on with big, staring eyes. The face is framed by long red-black hair and a full beard. The mouth is wide open and the teeth bared. The tongue hangs out and the nose is flattened. What is depicted here is the Gorgon Medusa. As a mythical feminine being, she is the epitome of terror and threat, and her gaze freezes the other person to stone. The Gorgon is often found as a frontal mask on Greek drinking vessels, such as our Skiphos. This frontality was only chosen in exceptional cases in ancient art, and establishes a direct relationship between the mask and viewer, confronting them with the radical otherness of the Gorgon and her deadly gaze. Such reflective play between the image and viewer, however, may have taken on very different forms during drinking festivals, and often also drifted into the comical. Images of the Gorgon are found in very different contexts up to the time of the Roman Empire. Depending on the interest of the representation, not only is the horror aspect emphasized, but also a vision of female beauty created.